Today's recording is dedicated with much love in honor of the 100th birthday of my wife's grandmother, Dorothy Newman, Devorah Bas Leib, who was born the day after World War I ended. May she continue to have joy and health in her life and see only good things from her entire family. Today's recording is also solemnly and with much respect and honor dedicated to all the soldiers that fought in World War I. Today marks the 100th anniversary of the armistice, of the end of the war on the 11th hour and the 11th day of the 11th month, and all the soldiers that fought in that war and subsequently World War II. To free the world from evil and from tyranny, may all their souls rest in peace. And it's interesting to note that in Hebrew, the word for soldier is chayal, which has in it, of course, also the same root of chayil, which means valor. And we all are familiar with the last chapter of the book of Proverbs that King Solomon wrote. The last chapter of the book of Proverbs begins, Eishes chayil mi yimtza, who indeed will find a woman of valor, a true woman of valor, an eishes chayil. And that chapter is, of course, recited every Friday night in Jewish households around the world for centuries, before the Shabbos meal, not just as a tribute to physical women, without whom nothing could happen in this world, either in physicality or spirituality, but even more, it's a tribute to the feminine energy, which every Jewish person has to tap into, because indeed all of us, collectively and individually, are known as God's Eishes Chayil, as God's woman of valor. And also we are known as the soldiers, the chayal, the soldiers of God, that we are fighting a battle throughout the centuries, throughout history. We are fighting God's battle in the world. But as opposed to most wars and most battles that are fought with guns or with swords and with violence and hatred, the war to bring God to the world is fought only with goodness, with light, and with kindness. And that's what Chassidus explains, that the word chayil, which means soldier and valor, the numerical value, the gematria of chayil is 48. What's the idea of 48? In other words, what does it mean to be a chayil, a soldier of God? So we know that twice a day, morning and at night, we close our eyes and we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We accept upon ourselves God's unity. God's unity, which ultimately really means that God is the only thing that exists, and all of reality, everything we see and experience, is a revelation of the light of God, of the goodness and grace of God. We don't see that now with our physical eyes. The world looks as if it's something else, and that's why right now, until Mashiach comes, we close our eyes when we say the Shema, because we don't see that truth. But right after we accept upon ourselves that belief, because we do believe it with all our hearts and our souls, we then say the sentence, the verse, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Leolam Ve'ed. Blessed is the name of the glory of the kingdom of God for all eternity. What is the significance of that sentence? The significance of that sentence is that we are soldiers, we are chayalim, we are fighting to reveal the truth of the kingdom of God, Shem Kivod Malchusei, the name of the glory of God's kingdom, forever, in all time and space. And the meaning of the significance of the kingdom of God is to be able to feel how everything is part of the unity of God. What's known in Chassidus as Yichud Tata, the lower level unity, which means to be able to feel how all the world around you is a revelation of the light of God. And for centuries, Jews have been living throughout the diaspora, all over the globe, to try to reveal the goodness and the grace of God in everything, in all objects we've been involved in all business ventures and spiritual ventures and all ventures wherever we've lived throughout the globe, by living in such a way that's a sanctification of God's name, to try to live a good life, a life of faith, a life of peace, that reveals the glory of God's kingdom throughout the world. And that sentence, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vod, that represents this, has in it exactly 24 letters. And we say that sentence twice a day, morning and night, after we accept upon ourselves the belief in God's unity. So the words Baruch Shem Kavod Mechusel Olam Vod, having the 24 letters twice a day, equals 48, which is the numerical value of Chayil, of Eishes Chayil. We are God's woman of valor because we spend our lives, we try to as much as we can, and we have to try even harder to bring the message of God to the world. We are also enjoined to be a light unto the nations, that all of humanity should be part of this battle of goodness, to bring that message of goodness and peace to the world. You know, when World War I ended, everyone was certain that it would be the war to end all wars. That's what it was actually called, ironically. The war to end all wars, because people were so shocked by the sheer quantitatively and qualitatively, the tragedy, the horror of that war when modern technology was introduced into what was always a horrible thing. War has always been hell. But when modern technology was introduced, it became that much worse. And so everyone was sure, after seeing the horrors of World War I and all the millions of people that were killed, that it would be the war to end all wars. But the truth is, a war could never end all wars. Wars can never be ended by fighting a war, a physical war with violence and hatred. The only thing that could ever end all wars is when people will have the dual message of a belief in God that has to always be expressed as a belief in and a love of humanity. When we understand that love of God means by definition a love of all humanity, that is what's going to end all wars. And being an Eishes Chayil, being a woman of valor, being a true wife of God, means being able to live one's life perpetuating that message of that the kingdom of God has to, even though historically very often it was not like this, but the kingdom of God can only be proclaimed and brought to the world by increasing the knowledge of the unity of God, that all of reality is the light of God, and therefore living in such a way of peace and goodness. Tolerance for the other, acceptance of the other, knowing that everyone is created in the image of God. To be able to be a true Eishes Chayil means, after opening your eyes, after saying the Shema, when you open your eyes, still seeing the light of God when you look in another human being's face, no matter how different that person is from you, uncovering that light in reality that we live in, that's what it means to be a chayal, a soldier of God. May we all merit to finally see the end of all wars with the coming of Mashiach, when we will see how every single person was necessary to bring about that light of Hashem to the world, and we will all be the wife of God for all eternity. We should merit to see it today.